This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, which means time to talk about set-top boxes, billions in loose change, and just how many of us actually wear wearables. This week's guest for our numbers game is our friend Will Oremus from Slate. Will, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? Ready to go?
I was born ready, Ben.
Good answer. All right. $70 billion.
That's chump change in Silicon Valley, right? What vaporware could be worth so little?
This has to do with American spending.
The amount that we spent on smartphones in the year 2013.
Yeah, this is a good guess, but the answer I was looking for was the amount Americans spent on gift cards last year. A lot of that money goes unused. Now, though, Coinstar. You know about Coinstar? You know those kiosks where you bring your change? Coinstar will now reimburse you for that leftover change on your gift cards.
We're all about to get a little richer.
All right, you got something for me?
One-third of wearables.
The number of sets of Google Glass that, I don't know, have been used for taking pictures of people when they don't want their picture taken?
Probably higher than that, I would guess. However, the number I was looking for was one-third of wearable devices end up collecting dust on the shelves of their owners within 6 months of their purchase.
This is a sad but not shocking number.
That's right. Once you know your resting heart rate, you kind of know your resting heart rate.
All right, I got something for you. This is another dollar number, 99.
Oh, it's the price of Amazon's new set-top box, the Fire TV.
Well done, sir. All right, Will, you got something for me? You got another one?
$650,000 in expenses.
Is how much it cost Microsoft heads trying to convince people to buy the Microsoft Surface in order to use Office for the Microsoft Surface? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Microsoft has spent so much trying to convince us to buy the Microsoft Surface that I would not be surprised if you're right. But in fact, I was looking for the dollar amount of expenses that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg claimed in 2013 for non-work-related trips on his private jet. And the reason that he charges it to Facebook is because the company needs to keep him safe and secure while he's traveling. He's a marked man. If it makes people feel any better, though, his salary last year was only $1.
Oh, but his bank account, it has got to be doing pretty well, right?
I think that his $25 billion in Facebook shares will hold him over till the next paycheck.
Well, a good reminder in this month of April that we all have to do our taxes, even the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world.
Great segue.
Our friend Will Oremus writes about technology for Slate magazine. Will, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Ben.